620 News Radio KDK, the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard and Marty Griffin live at Kelly's in Warrendale. It's our high school game of the week. Pine Richland host North Allegheny. We'll talk about that a little later. But the owner, Kelly O'Connor, has entered the building. Kelly, good to see you.
Good morning.
We weren't expecting to see you because you were headed south and decided not to go wisely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you have friends and family down there in that area.
A lot.
Have you been in touch? Do you have somebody you know at Sanibel Island?
Clint Hurdle, I speak to very often, is on Sanibel Island. His house is fine, but as we all know, that bridge is out.
It's amazing.
I don't think he knew that when he talked to me yesterday.
And where is he? I know he's been working for Colorado, though, but is he always with the team there?
His family lives there.
On Sanibel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so his family, evacuate before the storm, I would assume? No.
I don't think so.
You have a reaction about, because you're a Florida person, really. You have a reaction about folks who said, hell with this, I'm hunkering down. You don't buy into that, do you?
You know, I have been in and out of Florida my entire life since I was a young girl, and a hurricane is the most unpredictable weather that we could endure on this earth besides a tornado. They're very similar. One's on water, one's on land. However, hurricanes do major damage, and there's no getting away from the wind and the water. You're done once it comes. You can't get away from a rush of water.
Especially when you're on an island.
Oh.
I mean, did you guys see when the hurricane comes, it takes all of the water out of the bays?
We just talked to Mike Gallagher about that. He has pictures of it and said
it's
that it's
devastating.
Stunning how powerful to remove. Do you imagine taking all the water out of the bay? And,
you have family in the current path, right?
I had family in Tampa that did not evacuate, that are close to the beach, but it missed them. I have friends in Naples. I have friends all over.
Boy, your son is in the path of the new, where it's going to hit, right?
Right.
Carolinas.
I was supposed to go to the Savannah, and I decided not to go.
That was smart this time.
Yes.
But it regenerated over the ocean and became a hurricane again after being downgraded to a tropical storm. What is Clint Hurdle saying that his family's reporting about Sanibel?
He
just they're cut off.
Said that he was fine and they're going to deal with it the best they can. That's about all anybody can do down there. The devastation of the homes and businesses and the boats. And I'm a fisherman. I'm a deep sea fisherman. That's my hobby. And to see those boats, those $1 million boats, are just toothpicks.
Like busted potato chips.
Yes. It is unbelievable how many, like, I want to go help them.
Yeah.
I want to go help. I want to do something for them because their entire town is destroyed.
Fort Myers.
Woo! Destroyed.
Gone.
Gone. Devastated.
I got a text from a friend that said Fort Myers Beach, which is kind of an island, right, is every vehicle on the island was
gone.
Submerged.
We
had
pictures. You're sending.
Right.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, their history. Their history.
And there are a lot of people who haven't been able to make contact with family and friends yet.
I think I saw Hooters floating in the water down.
The business itself, yeah.
The whole building. Yeah. I mean, I just couldn't imagine. God bless them. Whatever we can do to help them, I think we all should get together to try to help.
One thing we can do, Kelly, Brothers Brother does an amazing job.
Amazing.
From right here on the north side of Pittsburgh, they go near and far to help. When we're going to talk about what their game plan is. But obviously, they have organized some relief efforts. So we appreciate you having us here today. Wish it was under better circumstances for those poor folks down there that are really suffering.
Agreed.
You know, on a lighter note, you know, when she sat down, she looks at me, she says, "You look so much better than Larry." It's unbelievable.
You are so bad.
That's because Marty has that Guy Fieri hair with that.
Need to get him some bleach.
Guy's is white. Yeah, well, he uses that same stuff that Ronald Reagan used when he was president on his hair.
So true.
I mean.
So true.
And look who's here, Jim Clare.
Hi,
Jimmy boy.
Marine Corps veteran and ultimate defensive driving school Love head him. Chair.
One of my boys. Love right. him.
Yeah.
Thank you for serving.
Yeah. Oh, Jim's awesome, man.
You Coming got some in. Big guys just came in. We better serve them fast.
All They're right. Big. Looks like North Hills.
Oh. North Hills just entered the house.
North Hills baseball's in the house. All right. Thank you, Kelly. You're going to be around. You're not going anywhere, are you?
Not for a little while,
right,
yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
625, this is KDKA.
Love her. She's so charming. Why is she so happy all the time?